For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kevin Reed. We're joined by Junior Logan Bader. And Logan, obviously, last season, the team's record wasn't exactly what anyone would have wanted it to be. But what were some of the shortcomings that you saw for the team as a player in the middle of those games?
Yeah, we definitely weren't achieving quite as much as we wanted, expected to of ourselves. Towards the end of games, we fell apart a few times here and there. Things just weren't coming together until kind of the end of the season. We finally started putting things together a little better.
And what were some of the positives that you saw during the season?
Like I said, towards the end of the season, we started seeing things. Every player, everything as a whole, the team was growing. We started being able to close out games better and hit big shots when we needed it. Just towards the end of the season, you can kind of tell everything was starting to come together a little better.
And for my eyes, just from the outside, it looked like the defense was improving constantly throughout the season. And toward the end of the year there, if the offense sputtered a little bit, the defense was able to pick it up. Did you see that?
Yeah, for sure. One thing our coach always says, matter if shots are falling, you got to play defense either way, work hard. Throughout the season, we still practice every single day on defense. We started learning our techniques and switches and everything like that. And it's only we got better and better. It's not something you work on as part of the season. It's the whole season. As the season went on, we obviously got better.
And obviously, like you mentioned, the record wasn't as good as it might be, but there were some high points. I thought, for me as an observer, I thought a couple of games that were good for you were both of the games against Moorhead. You had your season high here against them. You shot very well in Moorhead. Personally, for you, what did you see as some of your better games of the season?
Yeah, like you said, towards the beginning of the season, I feel like I had a little better stretch there against Moorhead a couple times, like you said, but I seen to work on being more consistent, and I can't play good one game, good another game. I need to be every single game. I need to work on being more consistent, playing better as a team.
And for the team, obviously the win in Mankato in the first round of the tournament was probably the high point of the year, but I thought the win over the Crookston was a good win to start off the Northern Sun season. The win over Upper Iowa to end the losing streak was a big win. You as a player, what did you see as a team, the big wins of the season?
Yeah, kind of like you said, I guess. Obviously, that Mankato win was our highlight of the season. We went on a big losing streak, and, I finally bounced back against Upper Iowa. It was kind of rough, that losing streak, but we held it together as a team. We were able to come through, and we started playing better towards the end of the season there. Made a good run.
And tell us about the experience as a player going to Sioux Falls and playing in the Northern Sun Tournament after the win against Mankato. How was that as a player? What was that experience like?
No, it was a lot of fun, a great experience. We got to play there our freshman year, but it wasn't for the actual tournament. We played our first round there against, I don't remember who it was, I guess, but, we had a good run. It was nice to play there. Crowd's a lot different, a lot more intensity. Everyone's got to play their best game, just be ready to go out there. It's a great atmosphere.
Now, a couple of your teammates have decided to move on and go elsewhere, Logan Longo and Alan Anderson. Talk about some memories that you had playing with those two guys this past season.
Yeah, both two great guys. Loved playing with them. Great kids on and off the court. We thought that was best for them was, I guess, elsewhere. But, I'm glad we could have them here. They helped our team a lot this year. I'm just hoping the best for them in the future.
Now there are going to be some new faces coming in, obviously, as freshmen to replace them and then other recruits. As a senior next year, you're going to be counted on as a leader. How are you going to approach that?
For sure. Be a senior here, one of the older guys, so just kind of got to lead by example. I'm not most outspoken, so I like to lead by example on the court, off the court, what you got to do. Just try to keep players in line. Have fun, play around a little bit, but when he gets on the court, you got to be serious at all times. I'm trying to improve every single day and just be the best team we can be by the end of the season.
School year is coming to an end. You're going to be off over the summer. You have any plans this summer?
It's for the summer, probably go home for a little bit, maybe take a month off, still working out at home, obviously, and then come back up for the rest of the summer, probably beginning of July. And just coach really wants really getting on people to stay up here for summer so we can work out together. So hopefully get back here as soon as I can. We can start working out the rest of the team and start improving even more.
And does your family have anything they normally do during a summer break?
Not really. We rent a cabin here and there every once in a while. So probably do that for just take a break from basketball and everything, get away, go fishing. Other than that, just kind of staying at home working.
And you mentioned getting ready for your senior season. Let's talk about on the court. What are you looking for out of that senior season coming up?
I guess can't put a number to it and wins or losses, but I think we definitely have a chance to make a deep run in the tournament this year. We got all our pieces coming back, a few new pieces coming in. I think we have a great shot to give a lot of teams a run for their money this year, and I think we should have a great team.
And personally, senior year is always special, whether it's high school, college, whatever. What are you kind of looking for from that period of time outside of basketball, just your senior year here at Bemidji?
Outside of basketball, you're saying? Yeah. You know, it's a great experience being up here all 3 years, and next year is going to be a great year. Hopefully, like you said, just we have a great season on the court, but also off the court, just being able to enjoy my time in college and just doing everything, really taking in that experience and not taking it for granted.
Logan, thanks for your time and good luck.
Yep, thank you.